All right, everybody. Another round, another episode.
We are back.
Of the most influential sports show / Real Housewives cover story show.
We everything.
We do it all. Another episode 109 of Buddy's Podcast. Here we go.
Racks off of this shit. Do the math. 100 million for the slow ones in the class. Type of bags I be getting be too big to pay a cat. Send a wire, send it fast. For I might just change my mind. Nowadays, $1 million barely worth a nigga time. I ain't saying I'm a rich nigga that's in this shit.
Now, wrestling fans are losing their shit like, oh shit.
You got to talk to the mic a little bit.
All right, speaking to the mic. But yeah, like wrestling fans are losing their shit all of a sudden because it's like, wow, this is like giving vibes of like the old Monday Night Wars from WWE and WCW all of a sudden.
Of the new wrestling thing,
yeah,
where everybody's
like,
at.
This is the first time they're actually going like legit. They're like main show, like a main show head to head, because they were going against like the developmental show pretty much for them. But dog, like they got petty. Because WWE was like, yeah, we're going to extend to like into your time frame. So then they were like, okay, we welcome the attempt. We welcome that. We want to beat your, hopefully we'll beat your show this week, you know, in ratings. And at that point, WWE was like, all right, the last 30 minutes of the show, commercial free. So the guys that run AEW were like, cool, you want to do that? Okay, so we'll do a early pre-show that's free on YouTube. Like basically starting at 9 o'clock, so that cuts even longer into WWE time. And then they turned around again and were like, you know what, let's do it even better. Since you guys want to go ahead and go commercial free, like, we have more money to burn than you have to burn, because the guys that own AEW are the Khans that own the Jacks, dude. They're ridiculously rich.
Talking about the like the mogul dude who's in Jacksonville?
Yep, that same family. Like his son basically runs the promotion. He just funds it for him pretty much.
Damn.
But like they were like, okay, we'll go commercial free the first 30 minutes. So it's like, this is really a pissing contest of wrestling shows at this point. And it's like, I'm interested to see, because apparently they're having Junior Dos Santos do a match too tonight.
Damn.
On the AEW show.
Damn.
And then Brock Lesnar's going to be on WWE tonight. So it's like, who's going to get more ratings?
There's just a lot happening in the wrestling world, baby.
Dude, it's very entertaining somewhat. I'm not even, like, the storyline of just pettiness back and forth is somewhat more entertaining than the wrestling itself for the most part at times.
Yeah.
But it's still worth it. Like, I still watch AEW weekly. It's actually a fun show.
Well, I might have to check. I heard there was a UFC, or you were telling me about it. Who's the UFC fighter that's on there? Isn't
Masvidal,
it Masvidal?
Masvidal, and Paige VanZant is finally trickling her way into wrestling, which I've been saying she just needs to go to wrestling.
Yeah, she should have done wrestling three fights ago.
Dude, literally. Yeah. Like, I'm going to do bare-knuckle boxing. No, just do
no,
wrestling.
No, don't do that, girl.
You could low-key be built like Rousey over in wrestling, and you look amazing, so it's... people are going to eat you up, be like, oh, she's hot and she can fight.
Right.
There you go. Boom. Easy dub.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're back.
We are back.
Another new episode. Like I said, we're covering what happened last week in Desperate Housewives.
You know?
Covering some NFL.
Those women, they be having ways, man.
Her lips are so full now. What up, Briss?
What up?
Caught you off guard there a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Her cheeks are just a little too puffy now.
Oh, no.
Do I look happy? So, yeah, man, we didn't record the last 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, we did.
We promised, too.
We promised. It, look, life kind of happened. It be that way sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a death in the family. Then
unfortunately.
We had a Halloween party.
Right.
Which, honestly, dude, that's the way to do it, right?
Yeah.
It was like the first week of October.
Yeah.
Because
kick it off,
dude, these guys like decked out their basement so hard, bro.
Nice.
It was like a haunted house looking thing.
Oh, dope.
And it's like, dude, you know, it took them 20 hours to do that.
Yeah. Like they invested time and effort.
Yeah.
Into
so they want to keep it like that for, you know, at least a month.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they did it the right way. We went over there on Friday.
Nice. Nice.
But yeah, other than that, what's been good?
Not much, just, you know, chilling, working.
Just watching Desperate Housewives.
You know, playing 2K. I'm trying to become our resident hockey guy. I'm trying to watch more hockey. Like, it's, honestly, I will admit, thus far in the season, even though we're only 3 days into the season, I've watched every night.
Have you?
I've at least watched like the early games each night. Like the late games, you know, it's late. It's to be expected.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're getting older.
Well, real quick. So for the new listeners to the show that haven't really been listening since day one,
you know,
We have a segment on the show called 15 Seconds of Hockey.
Yep.
And
it hasn't been around in a second.
It hasn't been around. But if you want to talk about hockey, you have 15 seconds to fit in everything you want to say about it. And then we're moving on to the next topic.
That's pretty much it. Even though technically I feel like this week there will be a little bit going over potentially. Oh, wait. Crap.
Oh, usually it's Siri. What do you got?
Right.
Chris got Blackstreet playing in his
pocket. You know,
pocket.
We just killing it this week. But nah, you know, like, because I will admit, Tampa first night looked terrible. They looked terrible the first night, got beat down.
Who was the team to beat him? It was Pittsburgh, right?
And Pittsburgh didn't even have Crosby.
Right. Well, I took the super boost bet because it was like plus 200 odds or some shit.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I'll take that. It's fucking open at night.
Anything can happen. And Pittsburgh did win. Mm-hmm. They actually did beat Tampa in that game. Like, they were beating them down bad.
Right.
And then the second game of the night was, two most recent franchises, Vegas and Seattle playing, which, dude.
All right, and that's our 15 seconds of hockey. No, just kidding. Go ahead.
Next time the Golden Knights, like, have a game on TV,
yeah,
watch it, like, from the very beginning. Dude, that fucking crowd, it was giving me, like, what I used to see, like, the Hockey Town vibes of back in the Joe during our, like, championship runs.
Really?
Dude, it was insane. It was electric. Crowd was going nuts. They were doing a nice little pre-show. Like, Vegas does it big, dude.
Of course, yeah, of course. But, I mean, I was shocked when I was there, like, just to see. Because it was like the year after
Vegas
they like went
to the. Vegas
is
actually embracing every team that goes there.
Right.
Like they're fully embracing it. Like games sell out. They're all there.
Yeah.
They're for it.
Well, I mean, it's also something to do. Like when you're there, like it's super awesome to like go to Cirque du Soleil and all that other shit. But
yeah. But like being able to go to a sporting event.
Yeah.
Too?
You go to a fucking game and it's like, whoa, dude, that's also really sweet.
Oh, and speaking of Vegas in that mode, the Athletics are narrowing down some locations in Vegas.
No way.
Yeah, they're talking about really move. Oakland's really going to lose all three of its franchises within the span of about 5 years. And
What is Golden State going? Or
Golden
San
State's
Francisco.
Already in San Francisco. Yeah. So technically they went to the other side of the Bay, but Oakland lost them, you know.
Yeah.
Which it sucks that it happens, but it's because Oakland City Council didn't want to, you know, give any funds to them, which I can understand that, you know, you guys are billionaires pretty much off of these organizations.
Right.
Put up more money to, you know, get it built.
Right.
But when you have the option where somebody else is going to offer it if you move.
Yeah, Vegas is like, fuck yeah, how much you need?
Yeah. So it's like, okay, why not? I can't blame either side. I really can't blame either side. It sucks that Oakland did lose the Raiders. You know, it sucks that they're going to lose the Athletics, but. Athletics should have been coming a long time ago because they play at the same stadium.
I know that place
that the Raiders played
that
at.
That place is and, dog shit, too.
It, like, if you knew that, you should have known.
Right.
You should have known this was coming.
Right.
Terrible. But, yeah, Vegas was amazing. Like, nice. And it wound up being a good game. I thought Vegas was going to run away and just blow them out. But it wound up being a close game. I think it was like a one-goal game when I checked the score the next day.
Damn.
But then the Wings game last night, dude, we looked so good.
The Wings did?
Yeah, and then we wound up blowing it by blowing the lead late.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't they lose?
Yeah, they lost an OT. But, dude, like, what's his name? Crap, I can't think of his name right now. Bertuzzi. He had 4 goals last night, like, was just on a scoring clinic. The new kids got points last night that they drafted. So, like, they're making moves, dude. And then, you know, our captain – had his
Larkin,
moment
where he threw that fucking filthy
dude,
hook. That was
great
hook. That was a nice punch, actually.
Great hook.
I will say. Because
he
nice
knocked
punch.
Him out. He went straight to the ice after that.
Yeah.
But then he got a 1-game suspension, so fuck you, NHL. Eat a dick.
Yeah, it's like you have to time your punches accordingly. Or what is that? I don't understand. Can you fight or can't you?
Like, I don't understand because they still allow fights in hockey.
Yeah, but you can't. You probably just can't, like,
but it,
hook
it,
out of
it
nowhere.
It was a sucker punch, technically.
Yeah.
But considering, you know, Larkin got knocked out last year by a hit against the same team of that same sort, yeah, I would have got up swinging too.
Right.
Like, I'm sorry. It's just, it's a normal reaction that humans have.
Especially if it's, like, okay to throw a punch.
Yeah, like, dude got his neck messed up and had to spend a night in the hospital after that last game last year. So, he felt some type of way.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, your 15 seconds of hockey is way up.
15 seconds is up. But it was, you know, it was some good hockey.
But, so, yeah, we've got week six already.
Man, right? It's flying by.
Yeah, dude. So, week six of the NFL is coming up. It started last night. I had a little Tampa Bay, little Philly action.
Yeah.
In Philly. Dude, you know what's great? Like, I love having Jalen Hurts on my fantasy team, even though I haven't started him once because I got Dak.
Because you always want to.
But the thing with Jalen Hurts, dude, he could play, and I said this in our, like, fantasy group chat, dude, he could have what looks like the most dog shit day on the field and literally puts up, like, top-tier quarterback numbers in fantasy.
Literally.
And that's what I was telling people because I already had Dak. I took him in, like, fifth round, and then, like, the ninth round came around, and the guy in our league was waiting on a quarterback, and I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, I have to take him here.
Yeah,
it was like the 10th round or 11th round, and he's still sitting there. I'm like, dude, I have to take him here. But yeah, I mean, Jalen Hurts is a fucking fantasy beast.
He's a juggernaut in fantasy.
Yeah, but I mean, man, he just misfires like crazy. It's only because of the rushing stats.
Yeah,
you know, the rushing
that's really what keeps him afloat.
Yeah, I think he had two rushing touchdowns.
He's pretty much
their
running back one,
right?
Unfortunately, even though they got freaking Miles Sanders, who I traded for this week. Hopefully it doesn't bite me, but you know.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jamal for making that trade with me.
Yeah, but, I mean, Tampa steamrolled them. The score was closer.
The score was closer than what it was, and unfortunately the heartbreak of me tailing the Pat McAfee bet and the over on rushing yards getting killed by a knee at the end of the game. Every other leg hit.
That's so crazy to me.
Dude.
When you sent me that bet, I'm like, no way, dude. Because you were up. Like, it was one.
Brady had 4 yards. He had 4 yards.
And then
he took the knee, and it took it to one.
Killed the over on rushing. Yep. That's crazy, dude.
Yeah, man. Like, it was so close. Yeah. Like, usually if it's like the touchdown that misses or anything else, you know, or like a guy. Because, like, we really thought the yards were going to miss because of A.B.
Yeah.
Because he got knocked out at 48 yards.
Right.
But then he comes back in the game and gets over. Okay, you know, everything's rolling. You're looking good. And then that one aspect just kills you.
Yeah. And I had a bet last night. I had 4 of the 5 legs hit, but it was Jalen Hurts over 225 passing. I think And he didn't throw for shit in that game.
He didn't. Yeah.
But he missed everything. And all the deep attempts got fucking flags thrown on.
Yeah.
You know, that's ate up all of his yardage.
Which sucks. Like, it seems like every time he has a nice deep attempt, there's a flag every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. Because, like, those 2 touchdowns he had the other week, they got called back for flags. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, Hurst is balling. No, he's not really balling. It's a penalty. It's coming back.
Yeah.
So, you know, you got to roll that back.
Yeah. Or it goes like it did last night to where he underthrows the shit out of the ball. Mm-hmm. The receiver's got to turn around for it, and the corner just fucking runs him over clean, not looking back for the ball.
I hate it so much.
But, so this Sunday is going to be another, like, fucking 13-hour football day.
Man.
Because we've got, like, another London game.
Yep.
Miami and Jacksonville.
This one's going to be a shit show.
I think Jacksonville's going to win this game.
They should. It's just that one last week was okay because Matt Ryan was going to find a way to put on a show.
Yeah.
Even depleted at wide receiver, he found a way.
Yeah, I mean, Kyle Pitts went absolutely nuts in that game.
He did. And then, you know, the Jets fought back in the second half. I did not see that coming.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, it just...
Well, he went tight end heavy that game. Because even the other dude, the fucking...
I mean...
The guy I can't stand, Hurst.
Yeah.
Yeah, he
Hayden
he
Hurst
went nuts.
Yeah, he went nuts, too. Yeah. But, I mean, he had to because his top two receivers were out.
And Zacchaeus played like shit.
Yeah, they put in Patterson at receiver as well. Yeah. But, I mean, he was already in that type of role.
Right. Patterson had a good game last week, too.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, but, I mean, I feel like Jacksonville's going to kind of shit this week. Like, they're 0-5.
They have to, man.
They're going to rally. James Robinson's playing great.
Yeah.
You know, Miami's got a ton of injuries. It's going to be the first game back for Tua.
It should work out.
Yeah. Gaskin isn't going to do what he did against who was it Tampa that they played last week?
I think it was Tampa.
And
it was through the air.
Yeah, he had like 10 receptions.
Yeah, like it wasn't through the ground. He didn't get nothing through because you can't run on Tampa.
Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, but no, I think Miami's doomed. Like this season, I feel like their season's
just it's ugly for them. They should be so much better than what they really are, man.
Well, you would think because their defense like really came on towards, mm-hmm. especially towards the end.
Oh, and Xavier Howard isn't playing too, so that's definitely another sign that they're probably going to get busted.
Yeah, Marvin Jones, Chenault, I feel like they're both going to have big games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, they confirmed touchdown. Y'all up.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. I need Clemson here by at least 11.
Oregon and California next up. Hey, Oregon's ranked 9th. Okay. Did not peep that.
I think I took both of Oregon and Clemson to win by 7.
If they're ranked 9th, then what the hell is state ranked?
State's like 10.
They should be over Oregon, but
and
okay.
Michigan's like 8.
Yeah.
Or 7 or 8.
Dude, I need both of them to stay on their shit so that, you know, 2 weeks from now when we get to the game.
It's in 2 weeks where Michigan State plays?
Yep, 2 weeks.
Is it in Michigan or Michigan?
It's at State.
Oh, okay.
But, dude, if both of them can be undefeated for that game.
That'd be fucking sick.
There's no reason it should, even if one of them has a loss, there's no reason that game shouldn't be, you know, Saturday night football for 2 weeks from now.
Will they make adjustments like that?
Oh, yeah, they do adjustments on the fly like that all the time. Like,
oh, really?
I think it's currently slated for a noon kickoff, but, dude, they really should. Like, cause
that should be prime time game, dude. ESPN,
yeah,
fucking
like,
all that shit.
Because, I mean,
will
State,
they switch the
State
broadcast
has Indiana,
too?
Nah. Okay. They probably will, yeah.
I mean, for something like that, that's a big rivalry.
Yeah. Yeah, they're slated for, actually, nope, it's a to-be-determined kickoff.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, they're to be determined currently, and I don't see anything listed as the ESPN, the ABC game for that night. So they're keeping an eye on it potentially, because the other matchups you'd have, okay, you'd have Penn State, Ohio State. That could actually be the primetime game. I could see that thing.
Maybe.
If they're both still undefeated, which they should be. Yeah, so I can get Michigan.
But
Michigan
they don't
State.
Have the same kind of rivalry.
Yeah,
that
it's
Michigan,
not the same
Michigan
rivalry
State
as Michigan, Michigan State, though. So, but, I mean, just off the fact that Ohio State is a playoff contender, a legitimate playoff contender, and Penn State's looking like they could be this year, too.
Ohio State doesn't look that good, though.
But you know how it is. Like,
I mean, I know how it is, but
yeah,
they just
like,
don't look that good.
It's just off
good.
Their name.
Yeah.
So, you know what it is. Because, like, to me, State looks better than Michigan. But
I was going to say that too, man.
Michigan's name keeps them above State.
Right.
Like
if you had to choose right now who's going to win that game.
State easily.
You got State easy?
I'm taking State in that game just because of the fact that their run game looks better.
Their run game looks really good.
Like Michigan's
run game.
Who's that
kid, Walker?
Walker's a beast. He transferred from the SEC. I think it was Tennessee he transferred.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kid's a fucking animal, dude.
But like Michigan's run game, it was great to start the year, but that's when they played nobody.
Yeah.
Each week, as you look, their rushing average and rushing numbers are going down more and more and more because they're facing more competition.
Right.
State has a great defense this year. Like, the defense is very underrated, if you ask me, because not enough people paying attention to it.
Yeah.
Like, it's a nice little defense that they got going there.
Yeah.
They're going to try to punch Michigan in the mouth. And Michigan, when it comes to passing the ball, that's always, like, if they're forced into it, with Harbaugh there, they're not really going to thrive too much.
Well, I feel like Michigan's found a passing game this year.
They finally have this year, but I don't trust
it. It's like they can pass if they want to.
I don't trust it that long with Harbaugh.
Yeah.
Because he's going to be stupid at some point. So, you know.
He needs Andrew Luck.
Right. He literally needs Andrew Luck to look good. Right. Or first-year Colin Kaepernick to look good.
I'm going to put us on pause here before we jump into all of the main
NFL.
Games. But be right back.
Yeah.
All right. And we're back.
We have returned.
All right. A lot's happened since I left. Got another beer.
Right.
Ice cold.
More beer. Ice cold beers, yeah.
All right. So, Chargers and Ravens. That's
go, Chargers. Go.
Oh, yeah. I forgot. I don't think we've called
the
Chargers game.
We haven't.
What were they on a bye? Or did we forget last time?
We just keep
time?
Forgetting every time. Yeah.
Go, like, Chargers, go.
Go, Chargers, go. Still my favorite Arnold moment, man.
All right.
But, yeah, good old Chargers. I really want to pick the Chargers in this game. I have all faith in them.
Yeah.
But it's hard to bet against Lamar, man.
Dude, Lamar's
it's
playing
so
MVP.
Hard.
MVP
and Herbert
right
is, too.
They both are.
Like,
this is by far and a lot the best quarterback matchup.
Like, I know a couple people that have put money on the Chargers. And I'm like, I see why. I want to pick Chargers. I just personally can't put money on this game because it can go either way.
I think I did a parlay with the Chargers.
I completely understand, dude.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. They look good this year. But it's so hard to bet against Lamar Jackson. Like,
it really is.
Dude.
The only thing with Baltimore is, like, they've played too many bad teams too close, and it all, the whole, everything is depending on how good Lamar Jackson can be.
Yep.
And, yeah, they won those games because he's a fucking animal, dude.
Yeah.
But, like, when you play down to the skill level of your opponent, you know, like, who was it, Indy?
Indy, and
Indy's played some good teams
too.
Close too.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong, but I mean
they played the Rams close,
right? And Detroit's a tough team, regardless of not having no wins, and probably won't win a game this year.
Yeah, but they're a very competitive team. There's really only one game that they were not in
one
at
half.
All. Well, no, I would just say one game, the Chicago game.
They could have made a chance to come back and win that towards the end.
They could have, but they.
What happened towards the end? Was it a pick or something?
Like, Goff just had too many turnovers that game. Overall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he had the one that was like, they snapped it to him jumped off of it. It was like a fumble interception at the same time.
Like, I don't understand how that works out, man.
He like took the snap wrong and it went right to the fucking D lineman. But
they're literally, and they're getting respect on sports betting too, because they've only moved up to 3.5 point underdog.
Yeah, and I mean, especially against somebody like Cincinnati, bro.
Yeah,
bless you. God
like,
bless you.
Cincy has a great team. They played Green Bay very well last week.
Cincinnati's played everybody good, except for the.
But
Jags.
You know what though? When I looked at it, I think the Lions are only a +160 underdog this week.
Yep.
And I'm like, I don't get it. Like,
it's one of those like bounce back weeks, because if you look at the Lions' schedule, right, they better win this week,
yeah,
or they might lose every game.
Yeah, I was feeling like Pittsburgh would probably be the one win that they could steal, but they're slowly looking a little bit better.
Yeah,
low key losing Juju could possibly help that pass game. It could potentially.
Why you say that?
I don't feel Juju produces the level he should.
Juju's just good at being like the short yardage, like guaranteed first down kind of guy.
Yeah, fair.
Like that's how they use him now, which is weird, because you saw him
he
just a few years ago. Like, dude was, yeah, he could do it all. He was like AJ Brown last year, you know. But so I don't know. I don't understand why they put him in that role. Like, to just be like the sure handed, like, we need
like
a first down.
I guess they just want Claypool and Johnson to stretch the field a lot more. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, maybe they like the other talent, but even when it was like they had James Washington and Deontay Johnson, it was like they were feeding Washington more. And it's like, what the fuck is going on here?
But you know
what?
You know, I've always noticed with Pittsburgh,
they let their guys fade out.
That too.
Go ahead.
But it's always the wide receiver, too, that really shines. AB was the exception to the rule.
Yeah.
But that's because AB is just an animal.
Well, Juju was like the X at that time, too.
Yep. But, like, it's usually, because if you look back, when Hines Ward was there, Santonio Holmes is the 2 guy, 8. When Santonio became the 1, Mike Wallace, 8 is the 2.
Yeah.
When Mike Wallace became the 1, Antonio Brown started eating as the 2.
Yeah.
And then when Antonio Brown was the 1, Juju ate as the 2.
Yeah, but, like but Antonio Brown also ate as the 1.
He also did eat as the 1, because he was Antonio Brown. But, like, Pittsburgh wide receiver 2s are actually the wide receiver you want to target on that team in fantasy.
Right.
Because they're the ones that are going to put up those flashy numbers for you.
Yeah. Deep balls and all that other shit. Yeah.
All that. Dude, I remember Mike Wallace was so
nasty. He was a beast,
Pittsburgh.
Bro.
And then he went to Miami and just fell off.
Yeah.
Or was it Miami first? Or was it Baltimore first?
I don't remember which one was first. Yeah.
No, I think it was Miami and then he wound up Baltimore after,
I think it was. So sorry, getting back to the Chargers Baltimore. You gotta take a pick. Who's winning the game? Give me your spread bet. I'm taking Chargers to win and I'll take them to cover.
Our goal Chargers. Goal Chargers.
You're taking them to win and cover?
What's the spread?
Like 3.5, I think.
Yeah, I feel like they could cover.
All right.
If they
I got to start my my podcast parlay here.
All right.
And I will take this because I like the odds.
Okay. Oh, shit. They in the red zone.
All right, so where are we at? I'm taking Jacksonville money line. And then what's this game we just talked about? Chargers? Yeah.
Yeah.
Starting the parlay here.
All right.
Wait, why am I into next week? What the fuck? All right, next game, Minnesota at Carolina. I'm taking the underdog in this one, too. Or no, wait, why is Minnesota the favorite now? They were the underdog like 3 days ago.
Probably because McCaffrey being announced is out.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
He's officially out now.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm taking Minnesota anyways.
Yeah. Like, I feel like this is a Minnesota game to lose at this point.
Yeah. And the thing with Minnesota, bro, they played like shit. Mm-hmm. Like, straight up the last 2 weeks, like, they can't produce any offense outside of, like, the first drive of the game.
Yeah.
Like, they look like complete shit.
Cousins is being a moron.
Right. Although,
Cook is back this week. But Madison is more than serviceable, though.
Yeah.
Like, he's actually solid filling in.
And they give Madison a lot more work in the passing game than they do Cook. I don't understand that. Maybe they just trust Cook more on the ground? Like,
probably.
But I feel like they play better when they have Cook there. He's more he has more valuable touches than
Madison
did. Yeah.
Yep.
Shit, Syracuse just scored?
Yeah, they did. Fuck. Bastards.
But, yeah, Justin Jefferson has still, even though that offense looks like shit, he's still gotten his.
Yep. Thielen had an off week last week, but before that he was getting his each week, you know?
Well, he had a good game like the first 2 weeks.
Yeah.
He's been solid
thus far throughout the season because I've had him in fantasy.
Yeah, I mean, he had a touchdown the first 3 weeks, right?
Yep, he had a touchdown the first three.
Yeah.
Like, he's been more than serviceable for me. I'm like, yeah, he had 92 and 2 touchdowns week 1.
Yeah.
39 and a touchdown week 2 with 6 catches. 6 for 50 and a touchdown week 3. And then he had, 3 for 46 against Cleveland.
Yeah, I was going to say that was a Cleveland game.
Yeah, and then 2 for 40 against the Lions. It's just the touchdowns aren't there. That's all. Touchdowns were there, be producing, which he usually gets them.
Yeah. I mean, he can't score every week, though.
Yeah, it's hard to score every week.
On the flip side, DJ Moore, I mean, he's looking like he's got Pro Bowl on his name this
year. Yeah, he does. He's looking great.
And the thing is, he's gotten a few touchdowns. Mm-hmm. Like, granted, it's not every game. I don't think he scored last week, but I think he had two the week before.
Yeah.
Like, he's just playing like an absolute animal because they played the Cowboys 2 weeks ago. Yeah, and he had 2 touchdowns in that game. Hubbard's filled in nice for McCaffrey.
He actually has, yeah.
It's like the same thing like with Mike Davis last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he also just filled in. I feel like, dude, the Panthers just do well at picking.
They've got a solid line that can run block.
Right. And those guys do well in the passing game, too.
Yep.
And it doesn't matter who the fucking quarterback is, apparently.
Yeah, it really doesn't.
Could be Darnold, Bridgewater, whoever.
Doesn't matter, yeah.
Who is the kid, like
a third stringer.
Who is the kid that... No, dude, it could be a third stringer. But who was the kid a couple years ago?
Fuck, what was his name? Because he came in...
He started the Thanksgiving game against... not Washington, because they always played Dallas.
I can't think of his name. Shit. Because it wasn't Webb. I almost said Joe Webb, but Joe Webb was an old Vikings quarterback before he became a receiver.
He ended up going to Washington.
Heineke.
No. It was the other guy.
Yeah, what was the other guy? Fuck.
I can't think of his name. I got to think of it now. How would I even find this?
Shit, I don't even know. Like, look up the Panthers depth chart, maybe from 2 years ago, 2-3 years ago.
Good call. What is it, 2019?
I think it was 2019.
All right.
Because that was Cam's last year there, yeah.
I don't think he was there. Kyle Allen.
Yep, Kyle
That's
Allen.
That's
his
name.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, he had McCaffrey looking like an absolute beast. Yeah. Like, dude would get 100 on the ground and, 100 in the air.
Yep. Like, damn, you getting 200 yards every week? Yep. How you do it? Running.
You're right. Dude, I feel like McCaffrey might be the best fantasy player that we've ever seen.
When he's healthy, yeah.
Yeah.
Only thing is just he keeps getting hurt pretty much every year. Like, I wouldn't say ever because LT was a different animal, bro.
LT was good, and LT was a great football player. But McCaffrey, when
he's out
there. And
LT was
in
the passing game and running game, too.
I know that. And Marshall Faulk, you could even say,
Marshall was another, too, yeah.
I mean, even Adrian Peterson in his heyday. But,
yeah.
you got to like think about like what McCaffrey, like he's doing, like every single time he's going out there, he's getting 30 points.
Yeah.
Like he's projected for 30 and he's getting it. He might be the best fantasy player I think I've ever seen. Mm-hmm. The only thing is he just doesn't have the body type to like hold up like fucking Derrick Henry or something, you know?
Yep.
Cause he's getting that kind of workload.
He is.
But he just can't hold up. If you had to choose, who you taking?
Yeah, I'm going to go Minnesota too.
What about with the spread?
-2.5
-2.5 yeah.
Yeah, I take it. Because I can see it being a last-second field goal.
And you think Carolina's going to win? Like, with a field goal?
Nah, Minnesota.
Okay.
Because, I mean, they win by field goal. They get the spread as 2.5 currently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, duh. I was thinking vice versa. You were right the first time.
No, you good.
All right, the booty ball. Packers at Bears.
Yeah. Green Bay's winning this one easily.
It's pretty,
unless Aaron Rodgers decides to throw the game.
He might.
He could.
He should.
It's viable.
Yeah.
Doing it against the Bears will be, like, low-key so disrespectful.
Yeah. What do you think about Justin Fields so far?
I mean, they just need to take the leash off. I don't understand why they have a leash on him.
Because you saw him in the first game?
Dude.
They had him in the shotgun, bro.
Yeah.
Well, for one, you could tell he just didn't adapt to the speed yet.
Yeah, but
wasn't he talking shit the preseason too?
He was saying that the speed wasn't quite, slower than he thought.
Yeah. Well, they
but Tua Loki said the same thing last year, and you know, you see how that turned out.
Did he?
Yeah, he was like, yeah, I thought it would be, you know, a little more challenging. And then he looks up the next week and pretty much, you know, gets benched late for fits.
Right.
Yeah.
No, man. I mean, I feel like Fields, ever since Matt Nagy doesn't call the plays, I feel like he looks a little bit better.
Yeah.
I didn't watch like all of that game,
mm-hmm.
but from what I did see, he looked a little bit more comfortable. But all they did was run the shit out of the football.
That's really it. Yeah, like they're just, you know, pounding the rock.
It's like high school ball, like trying to get him acclimated to the game.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Fields doesn't look like a special guy though.
He's not,
like, you know,
not looking like what you would expect him to have been.
Right. Like when you see guys like when I watched Herbert last year, I'm like, oh, this kid's fucking different, bro.
When Mahomes finally got action.
Yeah, Mahomes, exactly.
When Lamar was getting action in his limited snaps.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. You see, like, these guys like, oh,
I've
that
seen
dude's
more
different.
Flashes somewhat of Lance than I've seen of Fields.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. I don't think Fields is that good.
Yeah.
Chicago just doesn't know how to get a quarterback.
And I mean, honestly, as much as I wanted Fields to break that chain for Ohio State, it's just hard believing in an Ohio State quarterback to do anything.
Yeah.
Like, they just don't do anything until they get to the league and then they get converted to a receiver eventually.
Breaking news, Cliff Kingsbury has COVID.
Oh.
Will be out this week's game. Definitely.
They got the Browns.
I'm definitely going Cleveland.
Yeah, going Cleveland now. Definitely 100%. Going Cleveland. Yep.
Wait, so why is Cleveland the favorite in this game to begin with?
Cleveland's actually not bad.
I know they're good. Yeah. Like, especially, you see them.
And they're at Cleveland, too.
I guess.
They're at home, yeah.
Yeah,
home
but Arizona? Advantage. I mean, it's probably because of the Kyler Murray injury.
That possibly, because
he's got,
too.
Like, a messed up shoulder or something.
Yeah. But then, yeah, because, like, why were they still the favorite currently? And Chubb's out. But, I mean, they got Hunt.
Yeah, I mean, they basically
Landry's
still have
back,
a,
too, apparently, this week.
He should be back. Oh, yeah, he is. Yep. Yeah, you're right. Well, real quick, let's before we get to that, mm-hmm. taking Green Bay -6 spread.
New Green Bay probably gonna blow them the fuck out.
You taking the spread?
Yeah.
Or would you get Chicago
take
the spread?
Spread?
I would go Green Bay and spread.
Yeah, they gonna beat the brakes off Chicago.
Right.
Unless Rodgers throws the game, in which case we just gonna void this game out. They're totally beating the brakes off of Chicago.
Right. So next game, I'm not betting this, mm-hmm. but this is a game I feel like could go the sleeper's way. So it's Cincinnati in Detroit.
I mean, Cincy going to win. The Lions do have a chance, but
I don't know, bro. I think this is the one game they steal.
I hope. But
Chris says, I hope.
I've been saying it every single week, and every single week it's just, you know, I look back that Monday, and it's like, well, they put up a valiant effort. Like, last week,
you got to feel bad for the Lions right now, bro.
I intentionally didn't even turn on my second TV to watch them last week.
Really? Because
I usually keep them on one TV and Red Zone on another.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not doing it this week. Just Red Zone only. And then Red Zone hooked me in the last couple minutes.
Yep.
Because they broke them in. And I was like, fuck.
I mean, they had the game, man. They had that
so
game.
Close.
I just, so close. There's really nothing more you could do in that situation except like get some pressure.
I will say, because I told Larry this the other day, I am sold on Dan Campbell. Like, yeah. I honestly believe in him now. And it was that post-game presser from the game. Because you could see the emotion in him, like, how bad he wants it.
Yeah, I mean, dude was fucking bawling his eyes out because his team lost when they should have won.
Yeah.
And it's that's...
Like, you know how bad he wants it, and he's giving me vibes of how I felt Soleil was going to be. Where he's a coach where he coaches you up and you play hard for him.
Right.
Like, the fact that you look at this team and you can see the talent is not there.
No, no, not at all.
But they're literally hanging in games until they're hanging in games until the clock runs out. They're in it until the clock runs out.
Yeah.
But they don't have the talent. Imagine if they had the talent.
Right. I mean,
they would actually be winning these games.
If you look at Dan Campbell, though, the one thing that's kind of impressed me more about him and that I haven't heard anybody talk about yet is that he's making those adjustments.
Yeah.
To get better every week.
Yeah.
Like, as a coach, like, he's not a head coach. He's never made these kinds of calls before.
Nope.
But, like, seeing him, like, what game was it? Was it the Ravens game.
Mm-hmm.
They, like, went for it early on, went for it, didn't get it. And then at the point where you should go for it probably, they kicked the field goal.
Yeah.
And then in this game, like, he took the points, punted when he needed to.
Yep.
But it's like he doesn't care. Like, he will play the analytical game and go for it when it makes sense.
Yeah.
You know? And for him to, like, make the adjustment, like, yeah, you kind of worry, like, what's your identity as a coach? Right. Like, are you going to go for it? We know what to expect here. Like, dude goes for it every fucking time without doubt. But, I mean, he's just learning the game same way, like, all of his guys are. His guys are playing. The Lions are fucking playing for him.
They're
dude.
Playing hard for him.
They
too.
Are. Like, you can't debate that. Yeah, the defense is Swiss fucking cheese, but, you know, you can't debate that they're not out there
trying.
But
even with it being Swiss cheese, it's looking like it's getting better each week.
Right.
Like, it really does. They're actually on the up and up.
And then with you lose to, like, a game that you have won where they convert on 4th-and-19 and then kick a 66-yard NFL record-breaking historical field goal.
Yeah.
And then 2 weeks later, which has never happened in the same season, where you lose by walk-off 55 yards plus or something like that?
Like 50 plus, yeah.
Was it that the stat? Did you see that stat?
So. Yeah, it was
like
50
it's never
plus.
Happened before, and it happened in 2 weeks to these guys?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, dude, like, he should have a couple of wins.
And honestly, so on the one hand, I do feel like, you know, that can keep guys' confidence up, but how many times do you lose that way? I do feel like the next few weeks could possibly potentially make or break the future of it,
maybe,
of things here,
yeah.
Because you see the guys are playing hard, but how long can you play hard when it's just bullshit ways that you're losing?
Right.
Eventually it wears on your confidence, and then when the time is to be ready, you're not making the plays you should because your confidence is already shot from prior experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Which, I mean, we've seen it time and again with the Lions rebuilds. You know, you've got guys that look good. Then when the team finally starts turning the corner, they're not there. They're a shell of what they were because mentally they out of it.
Yeah, for
they don't
sure.
care as much
yeah.
anymore. Because it's like, what am I playing for? We gonna lose,
right?
You know, we don't have a chance. Why am I playing hard?
Right. And I mean, this could be one of those instances where they catch hot and they just go with it. You know,
they could yeah.
Win 4 or 5 in a row, and it's like, oh shit, which isn't gonna happen. But it's something to get excited about as a player.
Yeah.
But this game and another game, the Vegas Raiders, I think just based off of pure, like,
emotion.
We're playing for our guy.
Yeah.
I think this is a good week for just an emotional win. The Lions get one or the Raiders win one.
I mean, since
one.
He's vulnerable, but, I mean, offensively, since he's just so good.
They are. They're really good.
Yeah.
But I think this is one of those weeks where you can just take a bet, you know, just cover your ass each way. If you bet the Raiders and you bet the Lions, one of them wins, you cover the one and you make money.
Yeah, true.
So I feel like it's one of those weeks where you can get away with that.
I don't want to bet the Raiders yet. Like, I get the whole emotion thing, but I don't trust them just yet.
I'm just saying, like, it's one of those weeks.
Also, because,
like,
you know, we thought they were legit early, and then, you know, they've started coming back down to earth.
Yeah, but they're in Denver, and Bridgewater's fucking coming back off of being hurt and all this other shit. Jared Judy, I don't know if he's playing this week or not.
No, I don't think Judy's gonna play this week. But it's just one of those weird.
Sutton's hurt.
It's one of those Gordon's weird scenarios. Hurt. Like, I just don't see Vegas really winning this one per se.
Maybe
I want them to.
Maybe they might be playing for the new guy. Like,
yeah, like you know, it would be a great story, but I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. It's just one of because they're underdogs. Like you bet it. If one of them win, you don't lose anything. You win. You know.
True.
If they both win, you just got two underdogs.
Right.
That's what I'm just saying. It'd be a good week to bet it. I'm not touching that game. If I had to, I'd go Cincy.
Yeah, I'm going Cincy too. Yeah. Yep.
But if I was doing what I said, I'd go Lions and Raiders.
Yeah.
If I'm betting the Lions, I'm also taking the Raiders.
All right. That's fair.
Texans, Colts.
Booty bowl.
It is, man. They're both 1-4.
But the Colts are 10-point favorites, which is so disrespectful to Houston.
I know, bro.
I don't think Houston's going to get a spread under 10 for the rest until Tyrod gets back.
Right.
Because each week it's been 10 or more for the spread.
Yeah, and you see they play and cover the spread every week.
Mm-hmm.
Every week they do.
Yeah.
I took Houston on the spread in a parlay.
They didn't cover
already.
It against, you know, Buffalo, but
yeah,
Buffalo
but,
just.
But the New England game.
Yeah, the New England game, because I'm not going to lie. I had that bet.
We were a little bit scared.
Yeah, and I was scared for a second. I was like, son of a bitch.
No,
like,
you were scared. You were scared for about an hour and 45 minutes.
Dude, because I'm just looking like, hey, do something.
Right.
Hey, you waking up yet? No?
Nudging old Mac Jones with a stick while he was just deking and dunking down the fucking field.
God. I felt so dirty, though, last week. Because I was like, I was forced into cheering for the Cowboys. Because they were the last leg of the parlay.
Okay.
And it was like, well, shit. Somebody's going to eat this up.
Yeah. Can I make a confession right now?
Go ahead.
I have so many Cowboys on my fantasy football team.
Hey, man, look.
That I find myself like,
just
yes, Cowboys offense is going
right.
And it's then like, I do like fucking Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah, Trayvon Diggs is actually seeming legit.
What was the stat you told me about him the other day?
Yeah, like he's on pace to give up the most yards in the season. But he's getting a pick every game.
I feel like I don't see that. That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't. But it's like, I don't know. Like, I need to pay more attention to him playing.
Yeah, because, I mean, I don't know. That just doesn't make sense. I feel like he's always ball hawking and knocking shit down. Like, I feel like
but
he hasn't allowed
shit. I can see that, though. He's trying to ball hawk, and he's being too aggressive.
No, bro, I see him knocking the ball down all game.
But, no, I'm saying I can see that happen, though. Like, you know, he's being very aggressive.
Yeah,
and then a guy just kind of breaks off afterwards.
I mean, if you look at it from like a box score aspect,
look at it like
yeah, that makes sense.
Look at it like Deion Sanders.
Yeah,
you know, like Deion. Yeah, he was one of the best corners to play, but I mean, as far as like you know picking it off and stuff, but Deion ain't tackling, so it could be potentially that type of scenario.
No, man, I'm telling you, dude, Trayvon Diggs knocks down everything, bro. Like, just watch him. Like, anytime the ball gets thrown his way, you see him waving the finger around like fucking he's goddamn Dikembe Mutombo.
I mean, that's any cornerback, though. Even if it's overthrown.
I know. Yeah.
Bro,
get that shit
even,
out of here.
It
it's like,
wasn't any chance
dude,
for you to make a
play. Dude, he threw it away.
Like, come on now.
It was Jalen Hurts, and he was throwing the ball out of bounds.
Bro, like, the ball was 20 yards downfield. He wasn't getting that.
Right. No, but I'm telling you, bro, like, he makes a play all the time. Like, I feel like all game long you hear these guys, like, the announcers, like,
Trayvon Diggs.
Man, he's just so good.
He's having the second year that Lions fans were hoping Okuda would have had, but the Achilles happened.
Right. Yeah, Okuda wasn't doing that anyways, bro. You saw him in week one.
He was not looking good.
He looked rough. He got killed.
Man.
He got killed.
So sad.
So... We were saying Indy, Houston. Indy's played a lot of good teams close.
They have.
Let's be fair. They just got Lamar'd last week.
Yep.
Houston.
And this should be a bounce back game for them because the way they lost, they should be coming out looking to gun it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But Houston, too. I mean, they had a win locked up.
Yeah, they did.
Who did they beat? They beat Carolina?
Was it Carolina?
Because Houston's 1-4. Who the fuck did they beat?
Right. Let me see. Hold up. I almost got it. They beat... Oh, Jacksonville, week one. Yeah, because they that was when Tyrod played.
Oh, that's right. Yep. That's right.
Tyrod played.
Yeah,
that game.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Give me Indy in this game.
All right.
Actually, I'm going to bet it, too. Although, man, Houston does play teams tight.
Yeah, they do.
Man, Indy's minus 435. I might not take those odds just because it's like what's the point if Houston comes out and
like you
got to
parlay that with other stuff, low key.
Right. Well, I mean that's what I'm doing. I'm building the podcast parlay.
Oh yeah, yeah, true, true.
I'm not touching this game. All
right.
Just in case.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you.
The Rams on the road in New York. Over what's that? What's that?
MetLife.
MetLife. That's the name of the field. Yeah.
Jones is playing. But they about to get the dog shit.
Oh, they're getting stomped, yeah. Bro. Is Kadarius Toney playing?
I think so. Yeah, I don't think
because that kid's a fucking beast.
He's
I don't.
An
did
animal,
we say that
dude.
On the pod or was
we
that before the pod? Okay.
He's an animal.
Because that kid is a beast, bro.
Bro, like I get that most of the guys were out, so he just became the focal point.
Yeah.
But still,
I mean, you saw it last week.
He got nine
targets against what was it, the Saints?
Yep.
And I mean, like. You can tell, like, oh, he's good. Mm-hmm. So I didn't even really, like, pay that much attention to him. And then I went back and rewatched because a buddy of ours, guy in our league, he's like, man, go grab Kadarius Toney in your other leagues if you don't have him. You already mm-hmm. had him in our league.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, let me go watch the tape on the kid. And I go back and I watch a YouTube video.
Because I did the same thing. I'm like, do I grab him? I don't know. But it's like, no, you fucking grab him.
Right.
Because – I was not sold on Giants wide receivers. The talent's there.
Yeah.
But it's the room's too crowded.
Mm-hmm.
Galladay, Shepard, Slayton.
Yep.
Like, you know, and Slayton low-key is Jones' favorite most of the time.
Well, it seemed like Shepard this year.
Yeah, Shepard it seems like this year. But,
right.
like, in previous years, it's been Slayton.
Right,
year.
Right.
So it's like.
You just never know.
You don't know who's going to be the hot hand.
Yeah, and then with Galladay, but it's like, yeah, he's kind of hurt. Right. Who knows? And, I mean, Jones had a lot of good passing games so far.
Yeah, he has.
But I went back and I rewatched him. And the one thing that I told him, I was like, dude, the kid's a fucking athlete, but he just doesn't have sure hands, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, you can't trust a guy like that. First play of the game, or first pass that he caught, got thrown to him in the Dallas game, he drops it.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, he just absolutely exploded. I'm so glad I grabbed him because that kid's a fucking beast. But Rams by 30.
I mean, I'm thinking about doing that, taking the max of points for the Rams to win.
Oh, and like the alt spread?
Yeah.
That might be a good idea.
Like, why not?
Yeah, give me the Rams by 30.
Dude, I'm so pissed, though, because speaking of the Giants, when I live bet the Cowboys last week for the spread, something was telling me, take to 16.5. It was like plus 250 or some shit like that.
Yeah.
I was like, take it. And I'm like, don't be greedy. Don't take it.
Yeah.
Just take like 10 if you can get it, which I was able to get at 10.
Yeah.
But then, you know, it started looking like the 10 was in trouble for a split second. And then they pulled away and it was like, oh my God, I should have took the 16.
Oh, I know, dude. Cause they blew them out.
Yeah.
I mean, that was like, literally every Giants player got hurt. It looked like Chase's fantasy team in real life.
It looked like my homeboy Moon's fantasy team in real life.
They must have had like the same team because dude, everybody
much,
in Chase's team got hurt.
Moon's team is just it's ugly, man. Like, cause I be trying to help him a little bit, but it's like, dog, it ain't really much I could do. Like,
you don't have enough IR spots, bro.
He really don't. That's the sad part. Like,
yeah.
He's got McCaffrey, you know, like, it's ugly. It's very ugly for this man.
Dude, no wonder why this team sucks. It's tied up and the refs fucking got them all huddled up high-fiving them.
Bruh.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Right, like, wait a minute.
Get him the fuck out of here.
Yeah, like, Moon's team is just, like, I'm going to pull up his team real quick just so you could see.
All right, well, while you're doing that,
oh, yeah,
we got KC. Oh, you already got it? Okay, go ahead.
Like, he's got, you know, McCaffrey. He's got Gronk.
Hurt.
Yeah, Shepard, who was hurt.
Oh, man.
I think Sutton was, like, hobbled for a split second, too.
Yep, Sutton's hurt this
AJ
week.
AJ Brown.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My God. Boy, Juju.
He didn't have Juju, luckily, but it's
Galladay.
Like, dog. It's like, damn.
Dalvin Cook.
The pieces that you had that, because he had like McCaffrey, Gronk, and Shepard.
Yeah.
We're getting basically 20 points each week.
Right.
Average. Minimum. And then it just was like, injuries, you're fucked.
Yeah, that's Chase. He literally had, he's got Saquon, AJ, yeah. had AJ Brown, and Juju. Man, he had everybody that got
hurt.
The
sad part with Chase, he was telling me leading up to the draft, he don't want to trust Saquon. He can't do it. He don't want to get bit again. But when he fell to him, it was like, he fell to me. I have no choice. You got to take him. And it's like, yeah, unfortunately, and it fucking bit him again.
Yeah,
3 years in a row, Chase has had Saquon on a fantasy team.
Oh, my God.
And 3 years in a row, it is bitting.
Bro, but the thing with Saquon's injury, that wasn't like a football play.
Nah.
That was after the play, he just slipped on somebody's foot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, dude, did you see his ankle? It looked
like
somebody
tennis ball.
It looked like somebody balled up a fist and set it on his fucking ankle, dude.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Fucking hammer fist just coming down on his ankle left and right.
Yeah, there's no way we're hitting this Clemson game. This team fucking sucks.
Man.
I'd be pissed if I was a Clemson fan.
I would, too.
Yeah. Anyways, my bad. KC Washington.
I'm going with KC.
Easy, man.
Even though Chris Jones isn't playing, I'm going to still go
He's
KC.
Out?
Yeah, he's out again.
Tyreek didn't, or he
he's
practiced in limited
think,
fashion
yeah.
today. So he
but Tyreek will probably play.
If he practiced on Friday, he's playing.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Kelsey get hurt at the end of the game, too?
Yeah, but he should be fine.
I know CEH is out.
Yeah, but Darrell's going to step up. He'll be straight.
I'm telling you right now, bro. You saw me. I picked up Darrell Williams before the game, or Darrell Williams, whatever the hell his name is. And I traded him immediately after waivers cleared.
Yep.
You want to know why?
Because he's not really going to get the touches.
That's you're exactly right. Yeah. Because Jerick McKinnon, mm-hmm. it's gonna. I'm calling it now, bro. It's gonna be a 50-50 split.
Yeah.
And McKinnon's gonna get all the passing work.
Yep.
All of it. Everything you want out of a fucking running back who's getting an opportunity
mm-hmm.
is not Darrell Williams.
Yeah.
I traded him while I could.
Yep. Do it while you can.
Yep. I don't care. CEH
actually,
is out
now
3 weeks.
Think about it. When I did that Clyde trade with Jamal, I did send Williams with him.
There you go.
Because it was like, why not? You know, like, hey, I'm offering you more, but
yeah,
that's just because he's backup.
I sent out an offer for Christian McCaffrey this week.
Dude,
a legit
I was
one,
to.
A legit one, not the bullshit one
yeah.
I sent to the chat. And I was like, you can keep Hubbard just in case CMC doesn't play this week.
Yeah.
That's a good offer,
that
man.
That is a good offer.
Because it's like, dude, you got guaranteed 20 in your pocket
yeah.
if the guy doesn't play. If you trade him away, you got everything I just gave you.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor Heineke is a fraud.
Yeah.
I'm just straight up calling a spade right now. Dude's a fraud. Like, he throws ducks, man. They're just fucking, his footballs are just lingering up
in
the air, dude.
Look at me with Scary Terry last week.
Oh, Scary Terry got shut. Who'd they play last week?
Who was it last week? It was, crap. Who the fuck was it?
New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, Lattimore shut him down.
I mean, Lattimore is filthy, though. But
Lattimore
still.
Is streaky. He's very streaky. He's a very streaky corner.
Fair, fair.
But he got Scary Terry. And Scary Terry, I think he's top three wide receiver.
Fair, yeah. I mean, I believe in Scary Terry fully.
He's so good, man.
So good.
What else? Actually, Chris, this is your time. So, mm-hmm. I covered Washington.
Yeah.
You got the Chiefs. The floor is yours there, buddy.
Bro, just
what's
donate
going?
Money to Bench Sorensen, please. We have a GoFundMe going. He got to go. Like, he's just – he's fucking – I don't understand why Thornhill isn't starting in the slot that he's starting in. Like, Sorensen's bad this year. He's terrible. And he's made good plays in the past.
Yeah.
But he's just dog shit.
But what else is going on with the team? I mean, why – why can't you guys
Spags
get Tyreek to help?
Spags is putting up a terrible scheme on defense. Like, the offense is somewhat going.
I mean, with Mahomes
but
and Kelsey
is,
and everything
what
else.
What it is, too, like, teams are trying to neutralize Tyreek. That's
yeah.
a fact.
Yep.
But that's why McColl's having the year he's having. Because Tyreek ain't getting it. Mahomes just goes to the next fastest guy, which is McCole Hardman. He's just not breaking off like Tyreek would in space.
Yeah.
That's really the issue. And then, too, like, Mahomes is trying too hard. You can tell that by the interceptions and turnovers.
Uh-huh.
Like,
yeah.
He's throwing a lot of fuck it balls or fuck it, he up there balls. Like, he's trying to
but
make too
he's
much.
He's kind of made
and
his career
actually,
out of that so far.
But he's usually more calculated with it.
Yeah.
Like, he's usually a lot smarter. Like, okay, I know my guy's going to come down with this. He's just throwing shit up there just to throw it up there at this point. And he's even said it. He said it himself, like, I need to be more careful with the ball. Like, I'm just being reckless out there. I'm just throwing it up there with, you know, no abandon.
Yeah.
He knows it, so it's going to change. He'll be straight.
But we're taking KC this week, right?
Yeah, KC's pissed. It's like when they play Philly after they lost to Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, easy dub there. So, Cliff Kingsbury-less Cardinals in Cleveland, Brownstown, Believe Land.
I gotta go Cleveland.
Yeah, with I mean, no Cliff, at this point, yeah, with no, because doesn't he call the plays?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And Kyler Murray, when he was injured last year, he played like ass.
Yeah.
Like complete ass, and he played like ass last week.
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
Yeah, he didn't play that great last week. I don't think. It was like his worst game of the season, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I mean, isn't saying too much, considering he's been playing out of his mind, but, you know.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, both of their running backs, weren't they, like, questionable to even play this week? I
think so, but, dude, James Conner is, like, literally a boom or bust fantasy player. If he ain't getting touchdowns, he ain't giving you nothing. But when he gets touchdowns. Well,
that's exactly it. I mean, yeah. He doesn't do anything else other than score for his points.
Yep.
Bro, Clemson sucks.
Yeah.
Every time I look over here, there's something fucking
like
Syracuse.
You literally threw it at the corner.
Every time I look over here at the TV, fucking Syracuse is high-fiving. Every single time.
Like, it's a basketball school, not a football school. Come
right
on now.
The holding offense. Like, get it together, boys. No, I mean, I wish I had Chase Edmonds on my fantasy team.
Yeah.
Except for last week, obviously. But last week was just a weird week, man. Like, the way they played San Fran.
Yeah, true.
That was, like, the one game I didn't, like, actually, like, watch. I might turn that on tonight, like, just to, like, go back and rewatch it. And it seems like a game not really worth watching, though.
Right.
Might put a bad taste in my mouth again for Arizona.
Be sitting there like, I don't trust y'all no more.
Yeah. When you know it's one of those games, you just chalk it up and throw it away.
But they definitely got a boost adding fucking Ertz. That was a hell of a trade for them.
Yeah, I mean,
it ain't going to do nothing this week, but, you know.
Yeah, he can't play this week.
Yeah, he's already played this week.
Right. I mean, I feel like it's a boost.
Did he come out with that in the end zone?
No, he was just outside. He looked like he was in, though.
I felt like he extended the ball into the end zone or tried to.
Right. But no, I feel like that trade helps both teams.
It does.
Because for Philly, all it's going to do is make Goddard better.
Yep.
It's going to give him more opportunities, and Goddard's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
Wasn't he? Oh, he's just got COVID right now or something.
Yeah, he was on the COVID
list.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, give me Cleveland in this game, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
no way, he was in the end zone. Oh, no.
Nah, he was short.
He was in when he jumped up.
Yeah.
He jumped into it, yeah.
One thing I will say about Cleveland, though, and it's something that my buddy has also said to me, and, like, I more than 100% agree with this, is that Baker is a much better quarterback when he's not trying to force the ball to anybody.
Yeah.
And, like, I've seen people talking about, like, is Baker Mayfield not a good fit for Odell? And it's like, well, no. I mean, yeah, Odell's an exceptional talent.
It's just my thing is, it's the chemistry with Baker. Because I look at the first year he had Jarvis in the system. Everybody knew Jarvis Landry was a monster in fantasy.
Yeah.
He did nothing with Baker the first year.
Right.
Then they got chemistry, and he was like his go-to guy. You know, like it started gelling. Baker and Odell haven't really had much time to play together.
Yeah, that's the thing. The injuries have happened, but
yeah.
I feel like Odell, like, he just needs to kind of just be, like, part of the offense rather than just, like, trying to be. But Odell doesn't play, like, a selfish game like that.
No, he doesn't.
He just does a good job of getting open.
He makes
open.
The most of when he gets open.
Right.
That's really it.
Yeah. I mean, he's had a couple of bad drops, but
yeah.
I feel like they'll get it together eventually. Because Cleveland's a good team, bro. I don't care what anybody says. That's a good team.
Yeah. I mean, I said last year they were the biggest threat to KC to knock them potentially out of the playoffs last year.
Yeah.
And people were looking at me like I was crazy. I was like, nah, Cleveland's fucking legit.
Yeah. Their defense hasn't come through tenfold yet.
Nah, it hasn't.
And it
Not
will.
The way it should.
And it will.
Yep.
Especially with Myles Garrett. You see that, like, first or second game?
Uh-huh.
He played without sleeves for, like, the first time ever.
Yep.
And right when he did that,
drug test.
They fucking drug tested him, bro.
Did you see his set up for Halloween?
I saw something about I saw like a post or something.
Set up a graveyard of quarterbacks.
For all the quarterbacks that he's played?
Yeah. He left Mahomes off the list, though.
Yeah, you can't put Mahomes in a grave.
I mean, he had Herbert.
Yeah, but Herbert didn't knock him out of the playoffs.
Yeah, true.
So, Vegas, Denver.
This is Denver.
One of those weird games, man. I'm taking Vegas.
I'm going to take Denver. I'm going Denver.
And, I mean, there's really not a whole lot to talk about outside of what I said. I think this is going to be an emotional win. I feel like they're going to get back to what made them good, and that is having Darren Waller.
Just 20 targets a game.
Just get force-fed, like overeating. You know, like he's going to be a fucking puppy that's like throwing up because he ate too much at the end of this game. And I feel like that's going to get him the win, man. Might take a couple of shots downfield. Like,
this is
our identity. We're going to deacon dunk until fucking Ruggs blows by you.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hit him downfield, and then Waller's going to score.
The perfect guy to compliment that, too.
Right.
I still say Renfro becomes a fucking Patriot before his career is over.
You think so?
Belichick's been salivating at getting that guy since Clemson days, dude. Because when you look at Hunter Renfro, he screams a Bill Belichick wide receiver.
Yeah. I just don't think he's that good. I don't know what everybody else sees and why he gets so much attention. Everyone tries to say, like, oh, he's the best receiver on the team. No, he's not.
I wouldn't really say on the team.
Right. Darren Waller's easily, by far and a lot, the best receiver on the team. It's not even close. Like, what do you mean Hunter Renfro is the best on that team?
I mean, I like Hunter Renfro, but nah, he's not the best.
I just don't see it, man. Like, everybody talks all the stuff about him, but I don't see it. But yeah, I would take Vegas in that game.
That's fair. I'm going to go Denver still.
Dallas, New England.
Easily Dallas, and they cover in the spread.
Ooh, what's the spread in that?
I think that one was...
It's only 3.5.
Yeah, it was 3.5.
Is it because it's in New England?
Yep, probably so.
Is there something that I'm missing? Or
no, not that I noticed.
I feel like the spread should be 7.
And then New England's only a 152 underdog.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Like, Dallas is 180.
Bro, one thing. So, a friend of mine called me one night, like, after, if it was, like, the Tuesday or something, after the Monday Night Football game. We were talking about the game that Lamar Jackson had. And he's just like, he kept repeating the stat. He's like, 37 of 43. He's drunk as shit. He's like, 400 yards, 4 touchdowns. And I'm like, dude. Mac Jones throws that completion percentage every week.
Yeah, low key.
He does, though. Like, Mac Jones, like,
Mac is pretty accurate.
It ain't no fucking 37 of 43 or whatever the fuck Lamar threw.
Mm-mm.
But the dude literally doesn't miss. He's just a Deacon and Duncan. Like, that's, I know I keep saying that, but
it is what it is.
It's literally what he does the whole game, bro, and he doesn't miss. Little tidbit I'm leaving for everybody.
Mm.
Jacoby Myers will be like a league winner.
Dude, he was last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I snagged him last year and he was helping me heavily.
But with Mac Jones, like the way that he plays, dude, if you're in a PPR league full point, dude, Jacoby Myers needs to be fucking rostered on your team, bro.
Yeah, low key.
I feel like we've gotten away from fantasy quite a bit, like on this show.
We're just kind of getting back into it.
Yeah. But. Speaking of fantasy, I just traded Darrell Williams for Pollard right after I snagged him off waivers. And I feel like Pollard could be a league winner, especially like if anything happened to Zeke, Pollard is going
to
be immediately as a running back one.
Mm-hmm.
Like you drop him into your lineup easy, right? How do you feel about the Patriots running backs?
I was very high on Damian Harris. I'm kind of glad I shipped him off for Darrell Henderson.
Dude, you made out like a fucking bandit on that trade, bro.
I did, low-key. Yeah. And it was offered to me.
You traded him straight up, right?
Yeah, straight up. Yeah. Offered to me.
Well,
and it was because he said he couldn't have a Ram on his team.
Yeah, it's because he's rooting against the Rams because he wants Lions to get a better draft pick.
Yeah, and I'm like.
So he literally traded away
no
all of his Rams.
There's no emotion in fantasy for me.
Yeah.
There's no emotion in fantasy for me.
Chris says, give me fucking Stafford against the Lions.
Yeah. Like, what? Like, oh, yeah, I can't do this. This is my team. Oh, fuck, this fantasy.
Yeah.
You could eat against my team. We gonna win, but you could eat.
Yeah. Chris would draft the fucking Buccaneers defense the game after they fucking, before they even played a game after beating Mahomes in the Super Bowl.
Hey, man, look, it is what it is.
You know who's been a complete fucking dunce for fantasy? Who I thought was going to be somewhat decent? Nelson Aguilar.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be good this year.
But, you know, I had a feeling that it wasn't really going to happen. Like, if Cam was there, I think he would have. But
maybe, yeah.
With Mac, nah. Bill's going to play it too safe for Mac. He ain't going to let him open up the ceiling.
Yeah. So I've got this I got this thing pulled up that shows, like, who's on your team in fantasy. Mm-hmm. I got Dak, Tony Pollard, CeeDee Lamb, and I'm starting the Cowboys defense this week. Mm. I'm just all in on the Cowboys, bro. But that's the last of the afternoon games. Easily taking Dallas in that one.
Yeah.
All right, and then I'm going to pause the show.
All right.
Because I'm about to piss my fucking pants.
All right, go ahead. You good. I gave her a
Hang on, I'm going to start the show again. Okay. All right. We're back. Go ahead. Tell me what you're saying.
But Dawn Staley got a 7-year extension, $22.4 million. Which is apparently the highest, makes her the highest paid African-American head coach in women's basketball. I look at that and I'm like, that's nice.
Your mic's not picking up for some reason.
It's not.
There we go.
Okay.
Now you go.
But I look at it, I'm like, that's nice. But you look at what, you know, guys like Calipari gets paid and stuff. And it's like.
Calipari, he's college, right?
Yeah. Which she's college as well. Yeah. Okay. So it's like, you know, college. It's like you're in college and you see what other coaches are getting paid for making their teams as relevant as they are.
Yeah.
And it's like, that's small.
Right.
Like 7 years, $22 million. Like if this were 10 years ago or like, you know, 15 years ago, oh, that'd be like, what? You paying
right,
her how
right.
much? Now that's like, that's it. Because look, ain't Saban making like $25 million a year? Almost
a year?
Or so. Like,
no way.
Let me see.
Nick Saban, you said?
Let me see right quick. Hold on.
That's what you said, right, Saban?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
How much is it actually?
It
okay,
can't
no,
be,
no,
it can't
no,
be
it's
25
not, it's
million
not,
a year.
It's not. Okay, I exaggerated a bit.
How much
it's
is
like
it?
8.7.
That's still a lot.
Yeah, that's still a lot. Like,
how much was Gruden making a year?
I think 10, because I
yeah,
think he did 10 a 10
million
year,
a year
100 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was about 10 a
that's
year.
That's a lot. That's
yeah.
a That's a lot for a head coach.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially in the NFL. Like, college, they paid them more because...
Do they?
You have more money to kind of throw at a coach's way because you don't have to pay players in college.
Yeah. Wait, so why the fuck would Urban Meyer go to the league?
I think he was tired of the college game, low-key. And then he probably didn't want to go back to college just yet, considering he did, you know, walk away for health reasons, quote-unquote.
Dude, that shit was funny. Him fucking, him and the strip, or him and the chick at the bar.
Bruh.
We didn't even talk about that on the pod. A lot's happened since we've done this, dude. The finger in the asshole, dude.
Oh my god.
That shit
good
was fucking
Dirty
too
Irvin.
Much. Dirty Irvin, yeah, that's a good name actually. Dirty Irvin, I like that. No, I saw a bunch of shit that was way too funny. Have you seen the running joke online? About like. And Castellanos hits a home run.
Yes.
And it's up 4-0.
Yes.
What is that about, bro?
So, remember the guy from the Reds? I think he, like, said some racist comments inadvertently during a broadcast. So, he was in
no,
the
No, that was the Tigers, dude.
Oh, no.
Yeah, bro. He said Otani. He goes, very, very careful.
No. Okay, so that was this year. This was last year.
Okay.
Yeah, he said something that was, like, offensive or whatever. And he was apologizing during the broadcast. And as he's apologizing, Castellanos hits a home run. So he's apologizing. He calls, and Castellanos hits a home run, and I'm very sorry.
No way.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's fucking funny then.
Dude,
I didn't,
like, that's where it came from.
Okay.
People are, I think it was like Castellanos' wife or something like that, like was sitting there, or like his brother or someone was sitting there. Why are you making fun of this? This is just not even fair. Like that's just such a. We have to live with this being a joke and blah blah blah. Like, bro, we don't care. This is hilarious.
It's undefeated, bro. The internet is fucking undefeated. Don't even try it. That's fucking hilarious. I didn't know the backstory behind it. That's fucking. That's so funny, dude.
I gotta find a video of it and send it to you.
What else? What happened? Gruden. The Gruden thing happened.
I tell you what, that Spider 2 Y banana. Had a little racial undertone to it.
Yeah.
Did you see the pic where it was him and Tariko in the booth and he was like making the smoothie with the bananas and somebody was like, Yeah, he definitely had too much fun with this one.
No, who, with who?
With Mike Tirico, when they used to call games on Monday Night Football. Yeah.
That was like one of the greatest broadcasts out of anybody.
Oh, yeah. It was easily. Like, they were amazing. But
because
like,
it was
now,
a fucking, it was a mess, dude.
Kinda,
Gruden was a mess.
I kind of hate watching Monday Night Football without
the Mannings.
Yeah, it's
like Brian Greasy and fucking.
It sucks.
Who's
it
the other
sucks.
Guy?
I don't know, because I know they took Booger off of it.
Free Booger's, outside of Gruden, Booger's my favorite Monday Night Football guy ever.
Easily. Oh.
What?
Oh, that YouTube show I'll be watching, The Cave with Kenny Beats, where he got the guys come in to freestyle. They just had, he just had one of my favorite rappers on there, and he uploaded the episode earlier. Mozzie. You ever heard of Mozzie?
No.
He's from Oakland. Like, I mess with him. Kind of, you know, gangbanging type of lyrics.
You might have showed him to me or something one time.
Kind of gangbanging lyrics and stuff, but Mozzie's straight to me. I mess with him. Yeah. I mess with all his music.
So, since you're the black guy on the podcast.
Hey, that's a black dude.
Yeah. Are you writing off John Gruden?
I mean,
I'm not. I
never cared for John Gruden.
I fucking love John Gruden, man. Like,
bro, he's not getting another job.
No, he's done.
He's
like,
done for. It's
he's
like,
canceled outside of this show. Fucked. He's canceled. Like, they've written him off everywhere.
We make our notoriety just letting Gruden come on weekly.
Oh, dude, that would be fucking golden if we can get John Gruden on the show. They're like, oh, what'd you do?
Oh
I started I joined this podcast in Detroit.
It's just crazy though, because like literally between this and the Dave Chappelle thing, it literally was another instance within 2 weeks of Dave Chappelle being proved right in what he was saying in his
stand-up
special.
Wait, what did Dave Chappelle say? Oh, because he just dropped a new special, didn't
he? Yeah.
I didn't
so,
watch
like,
it yet.
People were offended because they were saying he was being transphobic and stuff like that. Dave was proving a point that he was like, you can do anything you want to black people. You can make jokes about them, you know, do whatever.
Yeah.
Anything you want. It's all fun and games. The moment you even try to make a slight joke or anything towards a trans person, you are canceled. That is the end of it. You are done.
Yeah. What, was he trying to write himself off?
I mean, he was, Dave was basically like, I mean,
daring
like,
him to?
He was like, what y'all gonna do? Cancel me on Twitter? Twitter not a real place, which is true. It's not a real place. It's the internet.
Right.
Like, the internet should not dictate your everyday life.
No, they're just gonna pick up on shit. Like, some guy apologizing and throw Castellanos, hits a four-run shot
exactly.
Right at
you
the
know,
end of
there
it.
There we go. But, like, so then it got to the point where, you know, people are mad at Netflix. Because Netflix is like, we're not taking down a special. There's no reason for us
no,
to.
Bro.
Yeah.
They paid a lot of money for that, too.
One of their writers for the show that they have.
Wait, they tried to get, real quick, they tried to, like, people tried to get a special taken down?
Yeah, they literally were like, Netflix needs to take it down. And the president of Netflix came out and was like, we're not taking anything down.
No, bro.
There's no reason.
He's literally the best comic in the history of fucking comedy. Like,
yeah.
He just put out a special. No, we're not taking down the special. But go ahead, sorry.
But, like, it's just crazy because out of that, a writer at Netflix actually turns around and is like, well, no, I started going at him and stuff. Like, it's just wrong and messed up, blah, blah, blah.
A writer at Netflix did this?
It was a trans woman as a writer.
Of course it was.
And this was the part where I was like, yeah, fuck your opinion. Come to find out, the show that they wrote for is a show that Netflix has called Dear White People, which is...
I've seen that on there.
Yeah, it was based on a movie, but it's a black show.
What the fuck
is a trans white woman doing writing a show about black people dealing with racism and shit like that? What do you know about that? How do you write about that? You can't.
Yeah.
You don't know how it feels.
She's like, I'm not racist. I work with a black guy.
Right. Like, I have black friends. Yeah, okay. And it was in that moment where I realized why that show fucking sucked. I tried to watch it.
I've never seen it.
I couldn't watch it.
Yeah.
The only reason I even watched the first season was because the chick that was the main character was fucking hot as shit. Like, I was like, okay, I'm just here for her. Every time she was on, they cut down her screen time in the second season. I was like,
Yeah, the show kind of sucks.
It's kind of fucking sucks. I'm not seeing her face that often, so it doesn't really make me want to watch this that much.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's like the Gruden thing really kind of proved it, because when it was just the racist emails.
Oh, yeah, he coached the next game.
Business as usual.
Yeah.
The moment it was, he's misogynistic, he's, you know, homophobic.
Yeah.
Buddy, you got to get out. Al Davis literally went into the building to find him Monday morning.
Yeah, because the fucking papers, everybody, if he didn't.
Yep.
It would have been a nightmare, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
but
this, there would have been a 30 for 30 about how fucked up that organization was.
You know what annoyed me the most of that, though? People keep trying to say there's an irony in ESPN reporting about this.
Yeah.
When he did the emails while he was working at ESPN. And my thoughts, my answer to that is this. What the fuck do you want ESPN to do? Hire him back just so they can fire him?
Right.
They're a sports news outlet, so if it's sports news, they're going
to
report it.
Hang on, Bruce. Hold that thought. Yep. The dog's about to fucking piss on the floor if I don't let him out.
And you just sitting here in my lap.
All right. And we're back.
All right. We have returned. Yeah. But, yeah.
Sorry, the dog would have literally pissed all over the floor had I not got up and did that.
But, yeah, my thing is, like, people keep trying to say, oh, ESPN is just so trash for, you know, reporting, like, he didn't do the emails while he was working with them. Bro, like, it's a former place of employment. How are you going to get your butt on?
Go.
Get.
Call.
Stop. All right, anywho.
Yeah. Anywho.
All right, so, yeah, like, what do you expect them to do? Like,
we're not going to report on the story because he is an ex-employee.
Right.
That made it look worse.
That would make him look worse. Like, oh, why aren't you saying anything about it?
Knowing goddamn well they're guilty of all sorts of crazy other shit, too.
Not to mention, like, they're supposed to take the money back. He did the job. The job is done.
Right.
He left. He resigned for another position.
Right.
What did you want ESPN to do that to make you come out and say, we are so sorry we hired him? Like, Tampa took the extra step and jumped ahead and said we're removing him from the Ring of Honor, but you don't have to. Nobody asked him to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think anybody would have batted an eye
Tampa's,
if Tampa didn't take
Tampa's
him out of the Ring of Honor.
Yeah, Tampa's just covering their bases there.
They're just covering themselves just to make sure, you know, like, just in case somebody looks at us. No. And then people started pulling, you know, like, oh, the NFL wants to get rid of John Gruden. First of all, the NFL didn't get rid of John Gruden. John Gruden resigned. He wasn't fired.
Yeah.
He resigned so that he wouldn't be in a position for that.
Didn't what's his name come in and fire him or no?
No. Well, Davis came to speak with him, and then after they had their discussion, that's when he said, you know what, I'm going to step away from the team. I'll resign.
Damn.
Which, I mean, if it breaks down to, you know, resign or get fired, most people would rather resign.
Yeah, but didn't he forfeit his contract if he did resign?
I think so, but they probably had some in the work in talkings for it to get it, you know, some type of buyout or something.
I'd have said, you're going to have to fucking kill me to lose that money.
Yeah. $100 million?
That dude had a fucking contract, man.
But it's like, you know, he resigned. So the NFL didn't have to do anything. Because even if they do suspend him, nobody's going to sign him. Because who's going to sign a coach that you won't be able to have on your sideline for like the first year or so?
Right.
It's fucking moronic. Come on now. Like, it just...
No, he's done. He's not going to get another job.
He's not getting another job. He's not going to get another broadcasting job. That's it.
Dude, him and Booger McFarland should start a podcast. I'm telling you, that would be that'd be the greatest show.
Now, see, John.
Yeah.
What we got here, you know, the team that's going to score the most point, and then have John Madden on occasionally as a special guest.
Yeah.
It will be the most incoherent shit.
Just listening to
of
him.
Nonsense.
Yeah, just listening to John Gruden bash Derek Carr.
Yeah. You know, Nathan Peterman should have been my starting quarterback the whole time. Well, I'll tell you what then, John. You know, being John myself that coached the Raiders, I got him to the Super Bowl. Why didn't you?
He's like, that Derek Carr, he fucking sucks, man.
I tell you, that Derek Carr, really not a good quarterback.
Not
a good one.
If there was more than black guys on the market... If they didn't try to ship me old Deshaun Watson, the black.
Literally how it would have sounded. No.
Booger McFarland's coming in. Just
the best tweet that I had seen in regards to the whole Gruden situation was when they were like, I know Jerry Jones' emails sound like the script to Django.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God. I can hear it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Jerry, what you going to do about that? You know, my niggas ain't going to kneel.
Yeah.
They ain't gonna kneel, okay? They are not gonna kneel at all. They are not allowed to say that I stand with Colin or anything. Now listen here. Like I can imagine the pep talk.
Yeah, dude.
Because I think they said Jerry had a pep talk with the team, a talk with the team one of those weeks. I could hear the conversation now. Now listen here, boys. You are not to do anything. Yeah. You even say that you stand with Colin. You stand for that flag. I see you kneel, you could.
Yeah, this is America.
But Jerry, what if
this is America's team, damn it.
Zeke sits up. I'm going to kneel if I want to. What was that, Zeke? What was that? I can take that contract right now, boy.
Yeah.
Go ahead and eat that.
Yeah, you're gonna be eating canned food.
How you gonna eat? How you gonna eat if I don't pay you?
Eating canned food, motherfucker.
I really want to see Jerry Jones' emails. Also, any Lions fans who want things to change, you know,
I know what you're about to say. Me and you were texting about this.
You know where we're going with this. Yeah. So just, you know, if you can, I'm not saying it for liability reasons. I'm not saying
I'll say it. We fucking pray that the Fords were involved in this in somehow.
Please
some way.
Let them be terrible emails where they have to sell. Yeah. Please.
Yeah. Please let old wheelchair lady fucking just be selling hookers, cheerleaders, you know, like right the first year they brought him on. That's probably why they didn't have him.
Dude, that's the craziest part, though, that this entire investigation was into Washington.
Yeah.
And you had Gruden catch a stray. You had Schefter low-key. With Schefter's stray that he caught, it's not that bad. What did he do? He had an article that he was doing on football team, and he spoke to Brandon Allen. Mm-hmm. And he sent them the article basically saying, you know, joking with them like, hey, Mr. Editor, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
Anything, you know, that needs to be changed in the article. But if you're a reporter, you check your sources. And if you're doing an article on somebody, you send it to them so that they can read over it to make sure it's nothing, you know, too crazy in there that they don't want in there. It's common courtesy as a reporter. So I don't see why people were trying to say Schefter was doing dirty journalism aspects.
The thing is, like, all these guys, man, they're all intertwined. Yeah, get your ass down, Cannoli.
Go.
They're all intertwined. Hell yeah, they're all fucking covering for each other. Like, hang on, I'm pausing the show. Yeah. Firing it back up. All right, here we go. Anywho, yeah, man, all these guys are in fucking cahoots with each other. They're each other's pockets, all this shit.
We know when the emails come out for Washington, that team's going to get force-sold so quick.
Yeah, along with, like, a bunch of other shit's probably going to end up, I don't know, it might not come out. They got good lawyers and shit.
They do, yeah. So it's like, you know.
There's a lot of money that flows through the NFL, man.
Like, man, that's, like, it's just crazy how many strays are coming out of this.
I'm shocked there's not more, actually.
Yeah, you know, the most disrespectful part to me of the whole thing is that they're using fucking Sean Taylor's retirement ceremony.
Yeah.
To save face.
Of
like,
course they would.
And everybody's reading through it. And they tried to release that we've been planning it for some time. I'm sorry, but when the Lions even said, which was up in the air with the whole, you know, Calvin's retirement thing for giving him his Hall of Fame ring. That was announced late, but late for that was what, I think, like a month ahead of time?
Yeah. I didn't even know they were doing it. I went to that game. I didn't even know they were doing it.
Yeah, they announced it about a month ahead of time. I want to say at the latest, 2 weeks. But still, it's enough time to give people time to prepare.
Yeah.
You know? Like, I doubt on 4 days' notice you're flying in Sean's family and stuff for this to happen properly
and all that stuff.
Like, it's just, I don't like it. Sean Taylor should have been in the Ring of Honor for the Washington football team.
Yeah, bro.
There is no question about it. He should have been there.
Right.
I get, you know, maybe you were waiting for the family to feel ready and stuff. I totally get that.
That was so long ago, though.
Exactly. And it's not like his death was related to the team, per se.
Right.
It was, unfortunately, you know, a terrible incident of someone invading his home.
Yeah.
So I don't really see an instance of them having animosity towards the team if the team wanted to honor him. They just chose to wait to save their ass.
Yeah, they've been holding this as what they thought was their ace in the hole.
Especially after the last year.
Because everyone loved Sean Taylor.
Everyone did. Everyone did. Yeah. There wasn't a person that had anything bad to say about him.
Except the motherfucker could hit.
Yeah.
Like, people are like, I do not want to get hit by that guy.
Dude, he still had one of the greatest Pro Bowl moments ever. When he took that punter out of the game.
Yeah.
Oh, my. I was like, that was one of them years I decided to watch the Pro Bowl, and I just sat there like, oh my God, I just saw a man die on TV.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because the Pro Bowl's always been just like a scrimmage game, essentially.
Yeah.
You know, nobody wants to go out there and get hurt.
Nope.
It's not like the NBA All-Star game. Anywho, what else has happened? What else did we miss?
Did you watch Squid Game?
No, my wife's watching it right now.
I went and finally watched it last week.
Is it good?
It was okay. Like, I feel like a lot of people overhyped it. It was solid. It was okay. It's just, you know, like, when I got to the end, I was like, okay, I am excited for a season 2, just to see where it goes from there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, people were trying to make it extremely political and stuff, too. Like, oh, this is speaks to so much about, you know, how people are. I'm like,
people try to make everything political, man.
My thing is this. I'm like, you needed this show to tell you that people were shitty and will do anything for money.
Right.
Come on now. Like, I've been through this.
Yeah. Don't you get up in the morning?
Literally, if you go on Twitter right now and see why Kyrie is trending for, you know, like, losing the contract extension and all that. The amount of people that are saying, shit, you can inject me with less for with something worse for $200 million. People will do anything for money.
Right.
You name the right price, people will do anything.
Right. No, so like lately I've been turning on ESPN just to have it kind of playing in the background. And you know what I mean? I normally don't watch it, and I just watch it with sound off, and it's literally like they cover like four teams in the NFL and then like three teams in basketball.
Yep.
And then it's all like you said, like political shit.
And then other than that, when you get to the aspect of baseball season, luckily I did stop watching them when I did, because baseball season was literally Ohtani all day every
day. Yeah, yeah.
Which I love Ohtani, but dude, can I get somebody else? Like, it's other guys cleaning up.
Bro, there's fucking 25 people on 30 different teams.
Yeah.
Was that Mosquito?
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, like, that's why I can't like even listen. Like, I don't even have the fucking music on or the sound on either. You know, I just can't listen to that shit.
It's unbearable, bro. And First Take has gotten so much worse. I've heard
First Take is Stephen A. Smith, right?
Yeah, I haven't even watched it since Max left, and I'm like, I can't do it. Stop.
I do like Max. Hey, no, that means come here.
Oh,
Cannoli, get the fuck on, bro.
Go to your father.
Go. Fuck
go to your fasha.
Anywho, we didn't cover Seattle Pittsburgh, but no Russ. Is he? He's officially on IR, right?
Yeah, he's officially on IR. I want to take Pittsburgh. They're at home.
Pittsburgh's gonna win this game easy, bro.
But the only thing that makes me feel iffy about it is if stupid ass Ben shows up.
It doesn't matter. Even if stupid ass Ben shows up, it's fucking Geno Smith.
I know.
Like, granted, he came in, played well last
Seattle's
week when he came in.
Defense is not good. And, you know, people were trying to explain to me, like, Geno will be able to play well. I'm like,
no, he won't.
The reason Seattle is as good as they are is because Russell Wilson wins them games.
Right.
Geno Smith is not going to win you games.
No, Geno Smith ain't winning shit. It's the same reason why you haven't seen him in fucking 10 years.
Yep.
Because he can't win a fucking game.
Exactly.
They're not winning this weekend. Take Pittsburgh all day. That's my lock
for
the week.
If Seattle still had the Legion of Boom defense, Geno Smith will be able to win them games.
Right.
They don't have that.
No, that team sucks. They literally bank on fucking Russ being Russ every week.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Buffalo at Tennessee. Buffalo's the best team in football right now.
Yeah, they are.
You can debate that the Rams are.
But Buffalo they're rolling on
Buffalo's,
both sides.
Buffalo's different right now.
Yeah.
And that's it. We covered all football games.
Yep. Because the Monday night was what?
Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo at Tennessee.
Yep. They're going to roll Tennessee.
Although I will say, I know we don't really do as much fantasy right now, but A.J. Brown did kind of light fucking Buffalo up last year.
Yeah.
Just telling people, like, A.J. Brown might be a play this week. Anywho, I'm trying to think, like, what else happened. Like, a lot's happened, but I'm trying to, like, remember if we, like, covered shit or not.
Really? Wow. Michigan State continues to be the most favorite college team to back this year.
No.
6-0 are the most bet-on team by money at BetMGM for another week. 94% of the money is on MSU to cover the 4.5-point spread.
94% of the money?
Yep.
Oh, it's because it's only 4.5 points.
Yeah. I mean, I'm low-key thinking of taking them for the 14-plus again.
Probably not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's a good team, man. And they're underrated.
Mm-hmm. Very. People don't want to get them any type of, you know, respect right now.
Yeah. Quit biting my chair, bro. All right. Well, unless you got anything else, I think that's pretty much our show.
Yeah, that's really about it.
What did we miss?
I don't know. You know, I still haven't seen that Bond film yet.
Oh, it's already out?
Yeah, it came out last week. I meant to go see it last week, but then I just didn't make it around to
it. I've been telling Nicole we need to go see it, and then...
I heard it's very good. Like, I saw a review video for it.
Yeah.
Dude was like, it was the perfect send-off for Daniel Craig.
It's his last one?
Yeah. They introduced another 007 that wasn't Bond, but it was like, you know, it was a nice way that they kind of introduced it.
Yeah. Fucking dog is just destroying my chair right now.
Duh, fucker.
Yeah, what was the other movies that you told me to watch for October? It was Bond, there was...
Venom 2, which I saw that. I fucking loved Venom 2.
It was good?
Dude, it was hilarious as shit. Like, really? They really played up even more the comedy aspect from the first one.
Yeah.
And just kept it rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fucking symbiote had me cracking up.
Yeah, because that was like... the funny part of the first one. Yeah.
It's like in the first one, he's like, we could go out the window. I'm not doing that. Then you look up and he gets in the elevator. Pussy.
Yeah. Right. No, that was funny. I'll definitely watch that one.
I do. My favorite part.
Is that only in theaters?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
My favorite part was, which they showed it in the trailer, when they first, like when the symbiote first sees Carnage, and Eddie's like, all right, let's go. So the symbiote comes out, looks, sees Carnage, and he's like, oh, shit. Goes back into Eddie like, wait, what do you mean? That's a red one. We don't mess with those.
That's funny. And then there was
Bond.
Bond.
Halloween just came out.
Yeah, you said
I watched
that.
I actually liked Halloween, bro. But Halloween's one of like my favorite horror franchises. Like my top three horror franchises: Halloween, Chucky, Scream.
Chucky's are always classics, man. Dude, those were
so
those
Chucky
are
has
good
a TV show
ones.
Now.
Really?
It comes on weekly on Sci-Fi. It's just started this week. I haven't watched it yet.
Yeah.
But I heard it's pretty decent. And I'll be honest, a few years ago, they tried to reboot Scream as a TV show on MTV.
Yeah.
And I didn't hate it as much as I thought. Like, it made me realize horror films, like the slasher flicks, they could work very well as a episodic TV show on a week-to-week basis.
Yeah.
Because rather than, you know, you watching a movie, oh shit, bodies drop, this about to be over. Each week you can, you know, get to know one character, a body drops at the end of the episode.
Right.
Get to know another character, body drops at the end of the episode, and then it all comes to a head. I think that's probably what Chucky's going to be like, which I'm okay with that.
Uh-huh.
But I'm like, as long as it's Chucky talking shit, that's all I need.
Yeah. No, dude, those movies were fucking pretty wild back. And I haven't seen one since I was like a little kid.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't gone back and watched
Bride of Chucky was still one of my favorite fucking
That was
movies.
The one that like I remember.
That was
most.
The one that really took like set Chucky to another level.
Yeah.
Then they did Seed of Chucky afterwards, which wasn't as good.
That's when he had like a
baby,
had the
kid,
right? Yeah.
Little shit face.
Yeah. No, dude, those movies were pretty wild, bro. Like I think it might have been the first one, dude, when the thing finally looked like the lady in the face and he called her a bitch or something.
Yeah.
I was like 5 and I'm like, what the fuck is this? You know?
Chucky did not give a damn, bro.
No. That shit was pretty wild. He's like, hi.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Want to play? Nah, you know what? Chucky actually had me paranoid as a kid. Because, so at one point, like one Christmas, my parents got me, remember fucking Family Matters with Urkel?
Yes, but I thought you were going to say they got you a Chucky doll for Christmas.
Fuck, dude, the beef would have still been real to this day.
Cruel,
but this was
shit.
Just as bad. They got me one of those Urkel dolls, and it was one that like it had the string that you pull and it talks.
Yeah.
So one year, Family Matters had a Halloween special. I think it was called Steve-el, where Steve had a puppet or a doll or whatever of himself, and it went around killing everybody. Dude, after I saw that episode as a kid, that Steve Urkel doll went to the bottom of the toy box and never came out.
Yeah,
I swear to God. For like, there were some times where I'd wake up in the middle of the night and I would hear it making noise.
Yeah.
And I'm like, see, it's the reason you down there. Fucking haunted ass doll. You ain't gonna get me.
Right. That's funny. Well, you guys know what Chris was scared of as a kid now.
Hey, man, look. I got over it, though. You know what's funny? You know how I wound up getting like over any like aspect of Chucky being scary to me as a kid.
What?
One day I had a dream Chucky was like chasing me, and out of nowhere I turn around and I just kicked him and a fucking field goal post pops up and he went through. I was like, oh, all I gotta do is kick you?
It's like a mobile game.
Yeah, it's like, really? That's it? All right, I ain't scared of you no more. You tiny. Like, what
isn't
you gonna
do? Isn't that what happened in the movie?
I think feel like somebody kicked him.
Didn't like the
times.
Kid like kick him into the fire or some shit?
He did, yeah. He did kick him in the fire in the first one.
Yeah.
Yep.
I've
I think
been
the
re-watching.
Second was like my favorite.
Dude, get the fuck out of here. Go ahead, my
like
bad.
I like the second one a little bit more. Because that was the one that ended in, like, the little toy factory and shit.
Yeah, that was a good one. I can't really differentiate them, but, like, when you talk about it, if you, like, told me which one was which, I would know.
And the third one was, he found Andy at fucking military school.
Yeah.
I didn't like that one as much, though.
Yeah, that one was whack.
The other kid in that one kind of got on my nerves. What are you doing?
The dog's,
go back
the
over
dog's
there.
Retarded, bro.
He is. No, yeah. Wait, Kyle gave me a new term. He said we can't say retarded, so he calls them the magic conch worshippers. Remember the SpongeBob episode, Praise the Magic Conch?
Yeah, sure.
He's like, because you can't call everybody SpongeBob and Patrick, so it becomes an abundance. So magic conch worshippers is the new term.
Yeah. I always forget, like, that's a word you're not supposed to say anymore.
Dude, I do all the time, and I say it, like, way more. It's, like, low-key one of my most frequently used words at this point. Shouldn't be, but
I don't know. I mean, it's just I don't know. I guess it's where I grew up or something. Mm-hmm. That's something you say.
I mean, Black Eyed Peas literally had an entire song called "Let's Get Retarded."
Yeah.
I mean, it got edited to "Let's Get It Started," but I know it is "Let's Get Retarded."
Yeah, right. Because Chris is definitely a huge Black Eyed Peas fan.
Hey, man! Back in the day, Black Eyed Peas had some bangers.
Yeah.
Was a banger.
You're a big fan of Fergie.
The that national anthem was just the end of her career.
The bow-legged beast. All right, we're gonna go ahead and cut the show
because the dog's
I'm gonna slaughter the dog.
PETA,
have you ever had?
If you're gonna give us notoriety.
Have you ever had air fried dog?
I mean, probably from the Chinese food place. Yeah. Oh, I'm terrible.
Or the Arabic Lebanese.
Oh, wow.
Place.
The WNBA finals are on again. You know, I haven't watched a game yet because, well, the first game was a football Sunday. They decided to put it on the middle of that. Second game was the opening night of hockey. I'm like, the scheduling is just terrible.
Yeah. It's terrible. Chris, you know, I've never sat through. I'm going to fucking beat this dog, dude.
Dude.
You know,
hey.
Shut the fuck up, bro. You know, I've never sat through an entire WNBA game.
I've done it, like, maybe twice. Like, I'll turn them on late when they're very interesting, and it's lit at the end.
I hate this fucking dog.
Now he's like, come love me.
Yeah, I can't stand this dog.
After commencing to terrorize me and Miles, he has now went to Miles to try to say, hey,
he's
want attention.
He's eating my watch.
Dude, he was trying to eat me.
Yeah.
I know he's not hungry. I know. Look, he feeds the dog, so I know. He's not hungry at all.
All right. Well, that's our show.
Oh, the Pistons won?
Yeah, they did.
Good dub.
Yep. All right. Well,
I mean, it's preseason, but, you know.
Chris, I'm trying to
my
kill
bad.
This dog. Anyways, that's the show. Follow Chris on Pornhub Premium, and that's our show. Peace.
Peace.